Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The amount of money laundered around the world is an estimated $3.6 trillion, or nearly 4% of global GDP. Only 1% of that ever gets recovered. It's hard to fathom that so much money can be cleansed from illicit origins, and yet so little ends up in the hands of taxpayers. So what can we do to curb money laundering that's not already being done? Ireland lost out to Frankfurt in March to be the home of the EU's new anti-money laundering agency. But we do have plenty of experts in this field, including my next guest. David Lewis is the Managing Director and Global Head of Anti-Money Laundering with Kroll, and he's sitting in front of me. Good morning, David.
Morning, Joe.
How bad is the situation when it comes to money laundering in Europe?
Well, sadly, money laundering is big business, and it's not a victimless crime. It fuels crime and terrorism, and it's also a national security risk, as we've seen today with Russia. It's a trillion-dollar shell game.
Yeah. So people basically create these phony companies and phony entities and sometimes phony directors, and then they move money around the world that way. Is that one of the ways?
Exactly. And today, what we see more than anything else is money laundering being offered as a service by criminals to other criminals, often using complex ownership structures and shell companies.
And this is through the dark web? It's not as if they put an ad in eBay.
Often it's not through the dark web. They do use the dark web, but it's very easy to set up companies around the world. In Delaware, you can create a company online in 90 seconds with very few checks. It's not just the
hundreds
the
of thousands payments. Of companies that are in a single building.
Yeah, and you go to the Caribbean and you have islands with thousands of companies on brass plates. It's, but it's happening here in the UK. UK is a global centre of money laundering. And in Ireland, you have one of the biggest financial centres in Europe, which is very, very vulnerable to money laundering.
Yeah. In terms of what central banks are already doing, David, what are they doing that they need to do more of, and what are they doing? What are they wasting their time on?
So money laundering is often treated as a white-collar crime. It's not given political priority. Central banks and supervisors often don't resource the supervision of it properly. Mm. Often they don't understand the way that money is laundered. And therefore, the way they supervise firms is not very sophisticated. It often leads to a tick box approach where firms spend a lot of money just filling in forms. Mm. And in Europe alone, $300 billion annually is what financial institutions spend on compliance. And a lot of that is wasted.
And the European Central Bank is obviously the one that's of interest to us. Do they outsource that to a specific, there's a new agency coming, obviously, but do they outsource it to the individual central banks, Central Bank of Ireland, for example, or Banque de France?
So often it's not just the central banks. There are prudential and conduct supervisors in most countries in Europe, and they have responsibility for this, as well as financial intelligence units, which are the government bodies responsible for receiving the suspicious activity reports from firms and disseminating those to law enforcement. So it's a bit of a patchwork of national authorities around Europe, and that's one of the reasons why Europe are creating this anti-money laundering authority to try and coordinate all these different bodies.
Will it work?
It'll take some time. So it's being established this year. It's a terrible shame. It's not in Ireland. I think it would have been great if it was in Dublin. I mean, Dublin has a great financial centre. It's a gateway to Europe. You need to protect that gateway. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take 4 years before it's really up and running. Yeah. And one of the things it will do is directly supervise that some of the biggest, most risky firms. But it won't start doing that until 2028.
Now, obviously, the Russians invaded Ukraine just over 2 years ago, and a wave of sanctions were introduced. Has that made your work more difficult or easier?
It makes life a lot more difficult for firms who have to comply with these sanctions. Mm-hmm. It is increasingly difficult to spot whether your customer is owned by Putin or one of his cronies, because they don't put their names on the account. Mm. So these days, you really need to go into great depth to work out who's behind your customer, who the ultimate beneficial owner is. And that's getting more and more difficult, whether you're talking about Putin and his cronies or the 'Ndrangheta in Italy, which is connected to the drug cartels in South America and terrorism in the Middle East.
And are company directors on the hook themselves if they don't make enough of an effort to do their KYC, know your customer?
They are on the hook. We don't see too many of them going to prison at the moment. Most of the enforcement activity is by the way of large fines. But company directors and their money laundering reporting officers are on the hook for doing this properly and can face a prison sentence if they get it wrong.
Well, what would you like to see people be made an example of? Like in America, they've got the famous perp walk, whereas you never see that in Europe.
I think it would make a difference if we started banging up a few bent bankers, yeah.
Yeah. What does Kroll do?
We help national authorities and businesses understand this risk and protect themselves from it. So that's predominantly through three things: investigations, due diligence, and compliance. We do the largest money laundering, fraud, corruption investigations around the world, and we help businesses understand who is behind their client, from basic due diligence to in-depth checks, and even offering compliance as a managed service.
Now, is that involving kind of desktop-based journalism and investigations, or do you physically get on planes and chase baddies in nefarious places?
Both. We have access to the best databases around the world, the latest technology, and we have an extensive human intelligence network around the world, which we draw on to do investigations in the dark web and investigations on the ground. So it's a mixture of modern technology and old school investigative techniques.
And can you give us an example of some of the absolute crazy stuff that people have got away with?
Well, it was amazing how long in Latvia ABLV, a large bank, got away with being at the center of the Russian laundromat. It was essentially laundering billions for Putin and his cronies. And it wasn't until the US designated ABLV as a bank of primary money laundering concern that the regulators turned their eyes on it. More than $2 billion to date has been frozen in that bank.
And is it still the case that the Americans carry the biggest heft? So if they turn the spotlight on a company or a business or an activity or a transaction, then suddenly everybody sits up.
Yeah, they're not afraid of enforcement action in the US. And it's often
led
by law enforcement.
Are we afraid here in Europe?
I don't think we're afraid of it. I just don't think we're resourced to be able to do it. It comes back to that question of political support and narrative for action on money laundering. Mm-hmm. Quite often that doesn't happen unless there's an action-forcing event, like the war in Ukraine or the Panama Papers, because it's not front of mind for the voter.
Yeah. Do you think businesses, when they're doing business with a company, do you think they should insist on knowing the actual beneficial owner before they engage in a transaction?
They have to. But saying that and doing it are very different things. And you have to know who the legal owner is, but also who the natural beneficial owner is. And that's not just about legal ownership. That's about control. Mm. And control is quite difficult to determine sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's not just a question of, well, who has 25% of the shares. You really have to go to great depths to understand the ownership structure of the customer. And if it's complicated, understanding why it's complicated and go as far as you need to work out who's ultimately behind it.
Well, best of luck in your efforts, David. Thank you so much for coming in. That's David Lewis, the Managing Director and Global Head of Anti-Money Laundering at Kroll.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
And Co.